on the phone with our former state rep and Michigan senator, and now the state director for the USDA Rural Development here in the state of Michigan, our good friend Jason Allen. Jason, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you, and Happy New Year. We appreciate WSOO, and we wish you a very, very prosperous 2021.
Thank you, sir, and you as well. And we were just talking a little bit, and the holidays were good in the Allen household?
We were. Our family owns a men's clothing store, so down selling some shirts and ties. And then young Mark Allen, our 9-year-old, got a trampoline. So that has been an adventure.
Good times there. Enjoy that. That's for sure.
It's great. So I just wanted to share with you some of the good news that we were able to work with a lot of your local units of government and organizations. Statewide, the USDA Rural Development did about $1.1 billion. And some of the highlights in the WSOO listening area included financing about 70 homes in the Chippewa County area to the total of about $7 million. Working with our partners at the Bay Mills Reservation and Tribe, building the new charter school and then the new community health center. Down in Mackinac County, we've been working on the new fire station and got that finally full and put together. We financed about 12 houses. And then over in the Newberry Luce County area, we did finance 12 homes. And then they received a really neat award of about $500,000 to help with women's health. And they will be working with Helen Joy Newberry Hospital for distance learning and telemedicine. And those are just great accomplishments for the Eastern Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously, despite the fact that COVID was the predominant thing in the country and everything, obviously the USDA very busy and funding a lot of those projects and getting a lot of them off the ground. I know the folks in Bay Mills out there, that new health center is going to be a fantastic addition to the tribe there at Bay Mills. Out there, it's just going to be a really nice new addition with some new services for them.
When you increase access to health care, it always improves the quality of life for residents wherever. And you know, we're so fortunate to have that great partnership over the years with War Memorial. Some of the things to look at into the future that we're really working hard on in other parts of the state, we're fortunate enough to be number one in sewer and water projects and did some work down in Manistee and in the Western Upper Peninsula to the tune of about $150 million. We're also number one in the United States in laying fiber, and we've been partnering with electrical co-ops, Boyne City, Great Lakes Energy. They borrowed almost $250 million from us, and then down north of Notre Dame, one of the colleges down there, power companies borrowed about $140 million, putting in high-speed fiber. And then we're working with the Minnesota Power Association to put in contracts for engineering for up to 10 of the small municipal power authorities, similar to what potentially could be done in Newberry or down at Escanaba.
So, Jason, just for people who are listening and maybe aren't familiar what the USDA does here locally and throughout the region, just explain a little bit about their services and maybe how people, if they can, tap into some of that.
Super, Mark. And so, on average, we finance about 6,000 homes a year. From there, we do community facilities infrastructure. That is at the federal funds rate plus an eighth with very generous terms up to 40 years, which a not-for-profit or a community organization or a local unit of government can borrow those monies. We finance roads, hospitals, daycare centers, not-for-profit types of activities, and whether that be a road commission building or a law enforcement vehicle. We have a very robust business program that dates back to the mid-30s, and that helps with the ability of small businesses to borrow money at a guaranteed rate. With our CARES Act, we're doing a lot for hotels and small restaurants. We also then have these rural business development grants. So if downtown Pickford wanted to do a plan, they can get a hold of Don Gary and his team in Sault Ste. Marie, and they can get you work with you to potentially get a grant to help with there. Then we do a lot of infrastructure. And that infrastructure goes back to the rural electrification, the rural telephones. And we have $60 to $70 billion available to loan there. And then we have a very robust infrastructure. And the administration has worked very hard on sewer and water projects and Great Lakes water quality. In fact, we're usually number one or number two in the United States on sewer and water infrastructure.
So, Jason, how tough was your job or the USDA's job in 2020 with the under the umbrella of COVID-19? I mean, everybody has had a tough year, but I'm just curious at that state and federal level with the USDA, how difficult was it?
We are very blessed when you look at our regional offices, Traverse City, Sault Ste. Marie, and Gladstone, to have a great. And this team comes prepared to work wherever. We did a lot of distance Teams calls or, the variety of other things. And we were very, very pleased. But certainly, we've had limited exposure to COVID because our groups were working at home. But it was a really major readjustment from mid-March until mid-May to try and get our teams in place because, as you know, many parts of rural and upper Michigan don't have high-speed broadband.
Right.
And so we had team members that were driving into local schools. We're fortunate Great Lakes Energy put in high-speed fiber to all the elementary schools that they're servicing so they could get there. Our team became very creative, but we got the job done, one of our record years. But it's been very, very challenging.
Yeah, that's been one of the things I think we've talked to like a Jack Bergman and other
right.
people, and that seems to be the one thing, the glaring problem that we have here in the Upper Peninsula especially is the lack of access to high-speed internet and that rural broadband program. It sounds like that's really, once this is all said and done, that might be something that really comes to the forefront, not just here, but in other rural places across the
right.
country.
The way that the president laid this out is that rural utilities, and those are defined like a Newberry Electric and, for example, Cloverland,
mm-hmm.
they can borrow money at the federal funds rate plus an eighth. And so let me give you an example of what Great Lakes Energy is doing. They service 22 counties in the from basically Sheboygan down to Berry County, which is outside of Grand Rapids. They're putting in what we call smart grid, which allows them to run fiber to all their transformers and switches. And then they've set up a small company below them called TrueStream. And if a family in Manistee wants to get high-speed fiber and is serviced by Great Lakes Energy, they just call them up, and they can get up to a gigabyte per second. And the fees are very, very competitive. That has had a huge effect for their customer base. Traverse City Light and Power and Coldwater Electric are in the processes of borrowing money. And then we have 10 other municipal power, up to 10 more municipal power authorities. I know, like, Norway is looking at it, and so is Nagani, Charlevoix in your listening area. And then we've got a bunch down below the bridge.
That's excellent. That sounds like a great program, and hopefully that'd be something that maybe could get implemented up here at some point. So,
yeah.
Anything else, Jake?
It's great.
Oh, go ahead.
It's great money at 7-8%. So I think if you take a look at it as we sub, Mark, we really appreciate what you do at WSOO. Our broadband program, we laid almost 5,000 miles. If people want to learn more, you can go on to usda.gov/RD. And then we've got an office headed up by Mayor Gary in Sault Ste. Marie. Great accessibility there.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to add there, Jason, before we let you go?
Well, I just want to wish everybody a very happy new year. Blessings in 2021. And we appreciate everybody's kind of standing up and being counted during these times when we had the COVID. It's been very difficult, but we're going to be better for it.
Absolutely. And amen to that. Well, Jason, happy new year to you. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon, and safe travels, and we'll look forward to some more exciting things from the USDA in 2021.
Thank you, my friend. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Jason Allen, the State Director for the USDA Rural Development here in the state of Michigan, joining us here this morning on 1230 WSOO. It's 8:29.